Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
KC8YZF mobile. KC8YZF from KFA-EDQ. How are you doing today, Ron? Oh, better now. Just got out of work, but it's kind of a nasty night out here tonight. Ah, wonderful. I went and got gas at the gas station here out by work. It was 3:05 this afternoon, so I got it for $2.95 because I get it 10% off or 10 cents off with the app, and now they dropped it another 10 cents since noon. So, oh well, it's the way it usually goes. It either goes up or it goes down after I already bought gas, but oh well. Other than that, headed home from work. Yeah, roger, roger. I just got done with work a little bit later than usual, so I worked from like 7:15 until almost 5. And I'm probably not going to go for a walk because it's wet and nasty out, and then I'm going to take Ducky out to Bay City. I have to get, we're going to go visit a nursing home. I have to get some gas at some point. So I can wait a little bit longer, but maybe this weekend I'll be running on fumes. But I plugged in my HF rig today after a long sabbatical and made a couple of contacts, one in Alabama and one in Washington, D.C. So there are some parks on the air, people. And I was able to reach out and touch them. So I thought that was exciting. So I wanted to tell somebody about that. I'll probably keep it on and keep running the antenna tuner, and I think that's my problem, is that I don't understand, I didn't read the manual for the antenna tuner. That's probably my issue. Over to you. Well, yay, I'm getting the HF rig on the air and making some contacts. That's really cool. Yeah, I remember my first one. I heard a guy calling with a foreign accent. And I'm thinking, okay, we'll try this. Kind of scared because it's the first time, you know, talking on the repeaters is one thing, but talking to somebody some other place. And I called out, and he came right back to me. And my first contact with some guy in the Ukraine. And we talked for a couple of minutes and that, and I'm thinking, wow, this is really cool. I got this radio, you know, only 100 watts and wire strung over my house, and I'm talking to some guy in the Ukraine. So that's a really cool feeling, that's for sure. And yeah, it's a nasty night out here. We got the Aries training tonight, so I got to go home, grab a quick dinner. I got to throw the computer and power strip and a few other things in the car and head back out here to the airport. So another busy night, got a busy day tomorrow. I got the day off from work, so that's a good thing, but I got other plans, so it'll be a busy all day long tomorrow, too. Yeah, roger that, roger that. I also have a busy day tomorrow. Yeah, like I said, I'm going out to Bay City tonight, and then tomorrow, over the weekend, they are going to shut down half of our compute environment for network upgrades. So what does that mean for me? It means that I have to then identify all the work that's happening in Data Center 2 and notify all the users that their jobs are going to die, and they need to do something about that. I probably won't hear back from most people because it is a Friday. And there's a possibility that they have it off. So I will end up having to deal with those jobs. I really wish that I could deal with them much sooner, but that's kind of how our company policy does it. We put out plenty of, like, advisories telling people, hey, we're doing a thing, be aware, be aware.
And I don't know if anybody reads them, to be honest. We send them out when we're having an issue at work. We send them out before we do work. And it's always the same deal. You end up getting tickets from people that didn't read advisories and wondering what's going on. So that's probably what I'll be dealing with all day tomorrow. It will not be fun. Over this weekend, Friday, we'll see how tomorrow goes, because I know they're doing that thing in the city at the zoo. I got a couple emails about it today, so I'm gonna. I haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in a while, so I don't know. I'll have to play it by ear tomorrow. If I show up to the zoo, then I'll have to go out to eat.
Okay, yeah, isn't that always fun? You send out those emails, and as, you know, like you said, it seems like nobody reads them, and then why isn't this working? What's happening? Did you read your email? I got a guy today I wanted last week. The boss was out of the country, and of course, they were still bothering him. He was on vacation, and we got one guy in our company that always sends him stuff. He's just oblivious to what's going on. Nothing that really needed to be done then, just needed to be done, you know, it could have been done on Monday when he got back, but he had to send him stuff, and of course the boss had to send it to me then to get done, and that's fine, but I needed some additional information from him, and I requested on Friday, you know, if you have any more information, send it my way, because I really can't find anything on this part other than what you gave me, I mean, just basic, nothing, essentially. So I created the parts that way and sent him two emails that these parts were created, and here was the link to the part so that he could view it, as well as if he had to send it to a customer, the customer could view the information. And on Monday, he sent me some additional information he found out. I said, great. I said, thank you. And today, he sends me an email. Have those parts been, are those parts ready so I can show the customer? I wrote back, they were ready on Friday, and I sent you an email with the links. I didn't hear back from him, but again, he didn't read his email to see even what was going on, so gotta love that. Just a question, did the Cloudflare outage yesterday affect any of your systems?
Yeah, roger, roger. So they don't affect any of our systems. Well, I can't say that necessarily. So I work in like a private cloud compute platform, and sometimes our work relies on GitHub access. So like a job might have to, which might be like some sort of application, might be pulling from GitHub to get the latest code to run, and that and those kind of workflows fail, but we don't have too many of those. It's getting more and more popular, but we don't have, I primarily work in computer assisted design or engineering, so I do like wind test tunnels and fatigue analysis and weld analysis. I don't do, like, well, then again, I can't say that I don't do that either, because I don't support the jobs that pull from GitHub. I support people that run Python and MATLAB and all kinds of these different applications, and occasionally they might pull from GitHub and those might be affected, but otherwise, no, it just affects my GitHub access.
All right, I just wondered, there was a couple of websites that I normally access for work that popped up that way. First, I looked at home, and before I left, and I got the error, and I'm thinking, okay, it's just something temporary, whatever it is. So I got to work, and I tried it, and it didn't. It came up that way. and then I tried a different one that I work with, and that got the same error, and I'm thinking, all right, do we have an outage, or what is this? And I wondered, well, I said, if it's at work, I said, well, maybe it's the VPN. Every once in a while, the VPN company and our security company will update what pages you can view or not view, and they updated the, you know, the information and locked me out of it. And then I got to go back to the boss and say, hey, you know, I can't get to one of the sites that we use because they changed the logarithm for the, you know, for the security part. But then I got online, I started reading, they said, no, there was an outage of it, and a couple hours later it came back up, so I just wondered if you got affected by any of that. I know a lot of places now are, truck, guys got going straight in the right turn lane. We got another guy that tried to sideswipe me, he got into the cones down here, a little detour thing on Weiss, and he got on the wrong side of the cones and coming at me head on. Not paying attention here tonight, folks, but yeah, there's a lot more companies that are part of the Amazon cloud thing and all of that, that when they go down, it wipes a bunch of companies out.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. They, Amazon, you know, hosts a great number of websites. AWS or AWS Cloud is what you can read up on it. I'm sure you're familiar already. Google has their own version, Google Cloud, Cloudflare. There's GoDaddy. There's so many web hosting companies, and yeah, when one has issues, it can be pretty widespread. But yeah, there's only a few websites that are that I use. I think GitHub is one of them that's on Cloudflare, and that was the only one. Couldn't get into my repos. At least I couldn't from the website. It seemed to work from the command line just fine. So that didn't matter too much to me, I guess. But I like to review people's code. Like, I work on a team, and so there might be like five of us total. Between the five of us, we support thousands of users. The whole idea is kind of nuts. But we support. So like, I write this code and it gets used, you know, tens of thousands of times a day, and it's bonkers. We have to. So that's why documentation is so important. So I have to write a lot of documentation. My boss makes me write one a week as my assignment. I'm supposed to write a document a week on how to do something, and it gets posted either on. We have a user-facing documentation site, and we've got an internal documentation site meant for teammates and whatnot. And I always have to add instructions in there for whatever, installing things or script for something, I don't know. There's always something on the list, but that's kind of what it entails for me.
Well, that was similar to what my old job was. I handled all the intranet, the websites that all the for the intranet that the employees used for their documentation to help customers, because we did a call center. So we had process writers, the people that were in the particular different divisions that would write their process documents and procedures and things like that, and then the documents would sent to me. I'd have to format those and get them up on their website that they use for the internal side for their people to use to support customers. So yeah, a lot of that stuff. I wasn't smart enough to write the documents because there was too many things in telecommunications and internet side of it, and all of that they did, but the content experts wrote the documents. I just had to format them, get them up online. and support the website. And then all of that, like you said, any time that the servers had to be updated or something like that, then I'm monitoring all of that late at night. And typically that ran between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. because it's a 24-hour, was a 24-hour system, but there's less calls coming in between 1 and 6 a.m. in the morning, so that's when the IT people would do their routine maintenance or whatever if they had to swap out servers or something, and then we would do testing on the back end for weeks to make sure, trying to eliminate any issues with code updates and all of that stuff, and then put it into production, switch out things, whatever needed to be done, and then retest again to make sure everything was working, and then monitor any tickets from the support staff that that was helping the customers if something was going wrong or went wrong that we had to then fix. So I don't miss that part of it. There was many late nights doing that. Since I was on salary, it was kind of, you were on call at any time, KC8YVF.
Yeah, Roger, this is KF8EDQ for radio ID. I'm just looking at the time here. I imagine you're just about home now, and I'm supposed to be in Bay City in 5 minutes. I didn't realize how late it was. So I'm going to have to let you go, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow at the zoo. This is KF8EDQ. I will be clear after your final.
All right, good timing. I'm just pulling in the driveway. 73s, have a good night. KC8YVF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8BOA mobile.
Good evening, Rick. KC8YVF mobile.
Kind of a cold, damp night tonight.
That it is. And then trying to make my way back over the bridge, or back to the east side, when Davenport's now closed because of the water main break damage and everything else.
So Davenport's still closed?
Yes, sir. Davenport's closed. Basically, they got it closed off from Bay Road to the start of it. So, yeah, they've still got it closed. Said it hopefully would be open soon, sometime next week.
Yeah, by that time, State Street should be open. State Street should be getting close.
Last report from MDOT on State Street will not open until June of 26.
Well, they must have run into some problems then. They must run into problems with replacing some infrastructure or something like that.
Yeah, there was a report on Channel 5 News talking to MDOT. This was 2 or 3 weeks ago, so unless something's really changed, yeah, they said State Street would not open until June, they estimated June of 26. So it'll be closed well over a year for that part. Although up at Bay and State Street, they do have pavement down. Curbs are in, and they do have the first layer of blacktop down. So who knows at this point? All I know is it's a mess getting from east to west right now.
Okay. Yeah, I can believe that. they don't seem to coordinate things real well, do they?
No, they don't. And Weiss, I am headed down Weiss. They do have Weiss is open eastbound down, but not, you can't come back westbound. So from Mason down to Michigan, you only have eastbound lane open. I'm on Weiss right now headed through there. I came back Mason, and you can get from Mason westbound, but that's it. Anything to the east of that is closed. So I'm not sure what they're doing here either, but causing a real headache.
I can believe that. I'm going down Jameson to Genesee right now, and traffic is much heavier than what it normally is, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for certain. I'm down here at Hermanson Weiss. I'll be heading here on whatever it is to get back out to State Street. But coming home, yeah, you can get up the Bay Road. So you can take Davenport to Bay Road, but then you're going to have to cut back to Weiss then. And at this time of night, it won't be bad. But when I ran into that yesterday, I got out of work late. And I said, well, I'm just going to take Davenport all the way. They should have it open. I got as far as, you know, Bay Road, and barricades are up, and they just got an arrow pointing to the right, and fend for yourself at that point. And you couldn't even get in the left lane to make a left. Everybody was trying to make a left onto Weiss to head westbound then, so I just stayed in the right lane. I went down past the McDonald's. They got a road that just past McDonald's. I cut down that road, then went down the road, the street that cuts in behind McDonald's restaurant out there, and then back out the way. So it's getting creative.
I hear you there. I see that you've done some patching here on Jameson as well. So the increased traffic definitely put a lot of wear and tear on secondary streets that normally wouldn't get that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And obviously they didn't plan on the water main break on Davenport messing that up. But when you close the detour, so you're detouring the detour, in this one it ain't marked. They have no detour. They just, you know, you get up to, on Davenport, westbound up the Bay Road, and they just got, you know, closed and an arrow pointing right, and I don't even think they just said closed. They didn't even have an arrow pointing right. It's just road closed ahead and totally blocked off. You fend for yourself at that point.
Well, that's not good. That's not good, especially if you have to be out of town. But they're assuming everybody's got GPS now and can find their way around. That's unfortunate. I'm seeing a lot of signs not coming down that are misleading, too, as well. I see a lot of them on the highways. So, yeah, not good. Some things that need to be addressed.
KC8YVF Mobile. Yeah, if you're in town, it's bad enough, but or if you're not from the area over there on the west side, on that area, trying to know some of the streets, if you normally don't travel on that side, and definitely for anybody out of town, my brother had a hard enough time trying to navigate the detour as it was. I said, just follow the areas, you know, the arrows, and, you know, it'll direct you. When you get to the corner, it's dead end. It tells you to turn right and tells you to turn left back on the State Street, and he gets confused fairly easy on directions. So yeah, anybody out of town could have a problem, but I did make it out to 675, so we are hopefully a little smoother travels now.
Oh, very good, very good. KC8 BOA. Yeah, I'm still on Genesee.
Yeah, I'm going to stop, go up to Flying J on my way back here and get gas in this vehicle. I got the enclave. Mike's got to transfer stuff from his vehicle to mine for tomorrow night. He's got to go down to Michigan State and pick his friend's son up. Tomorrow, the guy from Freeland, they're putting up the Freeland Christmas lights starting tomorrow. And so they'll be busy with that, so they didn't have anybody to go down and pick up his son at State for the holiday weekend, so Mike's going to go down tomorrow morning and pick him up, but he said, with that, I'm going to have my vehicle packed, but I got to have room for him and room for his stuff, so I won't have room for everything for tomorrow night down at the zoo, so we're going to transfer stuff from his vehicle to mine that he needs to, so... But I'm going to stop at Flying J. They went down to $2.95 for gas. And so I got the card. I'll get it for $2.85 and fill this thing back up.
Yep, you better do it. The most traveled holiday is coming up, Thanksgiving. And normally the gas goes up just for that and the deer hunting. Normally you see gas go up for that purpose.
Yeah, you like that, yeah. AAA said, average gas went up 3 cents, but they went up 52 cents. That Flying J jumped from like 275 up to 325, so I said, wonderful, that's not 3 cents. But yeah, so I took the van to work today because the enclave, the van was behind it. My wife needed both the cars. She took two of the cars up to Garber's to get the oil changed, and so I took the van and I said, well, I need gas and that. I'm down about a half a tank, so it came down 10 cents from yesterday. And usually I go at lunch because there's nobody in it really at the gas station at lunch, but at 5 o'clock it's heck to get in there. So I left at 5 o'clock. They dropped it another 10 cents from 305 to 295, so it's great. I would have waited till after. I could have got a 10 cent cheaper and saved another couple of bucks, but time was a little crunch tonight to get home, eat, and get back out to the airport, KC8YVF.
Yep, I hear you there, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, I'll let you go. I'll see you when you get out there. I just made it through the roundabouts here off from 46, so only a couple of minutes away from the airport to get set up for tonight. So we'll see you there. KC8YVF, drive safe.
That's for sure. There's a bunch of crazy drivers out here. KC8VOA.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.